Hi, Alicia back again with episode 12 of The Wonder Scribes. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode on oceans. They truly are a wonder and a magnificent force in our universe. If you are brave enough to watch Cowspiracy, I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can send me a message on social media or through my website at aliciaseymour.com. This week's theme is joy. This is a concept we're all familiar with. We hear it talked about a lot, especially now. With the new practices around personal growth and development, joy has become a very valued and pronounced concept. The definition of joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. I think we can agree that it's very clear why this concept has become so widely valued. Who doesn't want to feel pleasure and happiness, right? Let's get on to our wonders around joy. Wonder number one. Joy is attainable for all of us. It's waiting for us in each and every moment. Hoping that we pause long enough to see it, to feel it, and to appreciate it. Have you experienced joy recently? If you have, what was it that brought you into that state? Was it another person, an event, or an experience? It's important to find out what brings us joy so we can cultivate more of it in our daily lives. But we also must be able to find joy in every moment, even moments that can be hurtful or difficult. This is where the true challenge lies. Wonder number two. We dwell on the past or worry about the future, and we forget to be present now, alive and observing. When we live in the now, we let joy in with a grateful welcome. Worry is a killer of joy, and unfortunately, worry is much easier to focus on sometimes than it is to see the joy that's waiting to be experienced. I know I'm guilty of this on a regular basis, and it takes focus every day to reduce the stress and the worry, to surrender and allow the joy to come in instead. One of the best ways to do this is through meditation. Wonder number three. Help us surrender all of our life so we don't worry unnecessarily. To be present and see all the blessings around us. Then we truly find and experience the joy that's always existed within. When we learn to surrender or let go of everything, we free ourselves from the constraints of the ego and of worldly concerns, which only weigh us down and keep us playing small. If we really want to rise to our full potential, we have to learn how to let go of the outcomes in our life and trust that everything is happening for our best interest, even when it hurts or we experience something painful. Later, we will look back on it and see how it was necessary for us to grow into the full potential for joy. This week, I recommend trying a release meditation. It's a liberating feeling to sit and focus on letting go, and you feel more awake and alert afterwards. You can pick some soft music or sit in a quiet space for about 10 to 20 minutes. Even just 5 minutes will help. You can repeat internally or out loud the word release or let go, or even I surrender. Just keep repeating your choice of words slowly while you breathe deeply and feel yourself lighten. If you prefer guided meditations, you can find a release meditation from Brendon Burchard here. I'm attaching the link in the show notes so that you can easily access it. If you practice this regularly, you can see the joy become more present in your life. So that's it for this week. As always, if you're enjoying this podcast, please head over to iTunes and leave a rating or a review so that other wanderers can find it easily. I really appreciate all of your support and thank you so much for listening. Until next time, fellow wanderer, remember to wonder deeply and dream greatly. Life is meant to be lived in wonder. We were created to dream and to bring those dreams to reality. If you're ready to take your life to the next level, then you have to know the deepest parts of yourself and be ready to bring them to light, because that's where the true magic happens. I've created a map to help you find your deepest wonder,
It's fun and quick, but it will help you open your mind to new and creative possibilities so you can begin to explore the deeper paths within waiting to be walked and begin living your dreams today. You can get your free Wonderscribes map by clicking the link in the show notes.